All right, we're going to get started. Very, very exciting. I flew in from America to do this. Lecha me'aretzcha. I mean, while it stands. I had to go back to vote, so, you know, like, I'm very serious about that. So, I'm here. This is not necessarily connected to what I'm going to talk about, but there's Minas Shamayim. I saw this Torah, and I have to just bring it up because it's weird and it's wild. Although nothing surprises me anymore, thanks to Donald Trump, and nothing surprises me. Tav Shin Aleph. Anyone know the year? Tav Shin Aleph, Parshas Lech Lecha. To be fair, 1940, because it was Lech Lecha. Wild situation. This is what it says. 1940. This is the Ole Yaakov of Yaakov of Hussiatin. Okay, my political opinions are not included in this at all. This is Rav Yaakov of Hussiatin, a Chassidish Rebbe who was in Tel Aviv, who was originally from Galicia, moved before the Holocaust, said this on Rechav Bialik in Tel Aviv in 1940. To the Jews in the world, okay, 1940 obviously was a pretty bad time for the Jews. The Holocaust was going on, was already picking up. For the Jews around the world, this week, he said this at Shal Shudas, there was a little bit of doubt amongst the Jews. A little bit of not knowing, of doubt, what's going to happen, Sipuk. And a little bit of his Ramimus HaRuach, meaning their Ruach was uplifted. It went to a higher level. Biglal, why? Because of the elections that happened in America. I'm not kidding you, this is Lech Lecha 1940 in Israel. He says, it's not such a surprise, it's not such a wonder why the Jews were happy about this. Because in the years previous to this, they saw only terrible elections where Hitler was elected and Stalin was elected and v'chule, v'chule, v'chule. Okay? The worst elections around the world of all time. And by the way, does anybody know who this election was? 1940, American elections? FDR versus a guy named Wendell Walke. Okay? He was a Republican, Wendell Walke. Democrat. He won his, the only person to, the only president, I think, who did three terms. This was the third term, FDR. Whether he was good for the Jews or not, that's a different question. We're going to get into that. These Rishayim around the world who were elected, so unfortunately they built up their armies and put everything into their armies. And the Jews took the biggest beating from all of the elections in the previous years before 1940 more than anyone else. And he says the results from this election have to be for the good, and the wheel is starting to turn backwards, he says. What does that mean? Mashiach is coming. Things are only going to get better for the Jews. Now, in 1940, things did not get better for the Jews for a couple of years, that we know. Very much so. In fact, they only got worse. But it was the beginning of the next step. All opinions aside, this Torah randomly came to me right before I gave this, and I had to mention it. It's a wild Torah. Okay, it's a full drasha. I can't go through the full drasha. But the fact that he doesn't usually talk about American elections. We see Abner Rebbe in Tel Aviv in 1940. But just wild. Take out from it what you want to. Now we're going to get to our parasha, even though that was on our parasha technically. Why? I have no idea why he brought that up, except that it happened that week. Parsha starts off, famous words, Lech Lecha Me'aretzcha Mimladcha, and we know the rest of the Pasuk. Oh, look at that, we know some Pasukim in HaKotel, it's nice. Okay, so for those who have been to my Musars before, you're welcome to listen. I enjoy giving Musar to myself. You're all invited to come take out of it what you want. The Musar is now intended for you, but you should all take Musar from everything. We're going to open up with this parasha. Famous question. A lot of famous questions. And if I'm going to say it, I'm going to call it a famous question, because now I got everyone's attention. But the Lubavitcher Rebbe asks a fantastic question. Okay? who he's, from what I understand, he's responsible for this election. That's what I understand. Ivanka went to daven by the Rebbe, and now I saw a funny meme going around that it said, like, no problem, Ivanka. Like, it was like a picture of the Rebbe going like, that's great. She went the day before the, whatever. It's fantastic. So he asks a fantastic question, the Lubavitcher Rebbe. He says, now, we're opening up Avram Avinu, okay? This is the introduction to Avram Avinu, okay? The first, one of the greatest Jews ever, definitely in terms of finding a Kodesh Baruch Hu and founding monotheism, Avram Avinu. You think of Avram Avinu, you don't think about that he kept the mitzvahs. It's not even a question, okay? Avram Avinu actually figured out the mitzvahs. All 612 of them, 613, was given to him by Kodesh Baruch Hu, with Bris Mila. But he says, the great Avram Avinu, how does the Parsha, how does the Torah open up to him? Lech lecha me'aretzecha. A tzivoy, a commandment for him to do. Ask the Babaj Rebbe, you're going to open up with Avram Avinu, open up with Avram Avinu, whose parents were over the Avodah Zarah, along with the entire world, found God, was an unbelievable person, did this and that and that, 10 tests, etc., etc. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks him, Lech lecha me'aretzecha. This is the person who would give an introduction to the person. This is not how you open a book. This is not how you write a book. Actually, it's how I open a book. 15 pages in, I'm covered. I'll figure it out the first 15. But in terms of writing a book, you don't just start in the middle of a story. You talk about who the person is first. You give him a little bit of a face, a little bit of an idea. Lubavitcher Rebbe asks, why do we open up with this tzivoy? Why are we not opening up with an introduction to one of the greatest Jews in history, Avram Avinu? He gives first a little bit of a step back in order to help explain it. And that difference is between the Goyim and Am Yisrael. Okay? Now, the Goyim, okay, for those who have learned Kuzari, this is very much true. Okay? If you haven't learned Kuzari, learn Kuzari. It's not easy, so find the Chavruta. If you want to get extra Akoto points, find the Israeli Chavruta. You make your Targan happy. And yourself, maybe. Maybe, maybe not. But he says that, how do the Goyim get into their religion? Okay? They think. Okay? This is really how the Kuzari opens up, with the active intellect and the philosopher. But they choose God. I choose God. Right? That's why you can just convert. All you have to do is really choose God. I choose God. I choose Allah. I choose Yashka. Whatever you want to choose, I choose God. And because based on my intellect, based on what I decide and what I can decipher of what makes sense is who is God, I will choose that Yashka is God. I will choose that Allah is God. I will choose that Buddha is God. I will choose that any other one has like 15 others. So like, I'm not going to get into it. But it's about them choosing God based on their intellect, what they understand. What's the difference with the Jews? Who are we to choose God? We can choose God. Us can choose God. God chose us. God chose the Jews. Oh, look at that. I said Lubavitcher Rebbe. He came running. Chabad running. I mean, like 5 minutes late. Chaim. Chaim, Rabbi Fiemann. Chaim. He's at the head of the table, not me. So he says that the difference with the Jewish people is that the Jewish people aren't choosing God. God chooses the Jewish people. HaBocher b'Amo Yisrael b'Ahava. He chooses them with love. And that's the difference. It doesn't matter if you choose God or not. You're a Jew. If your mother's Jewish, you're a Jew. It doesn't matter if, okay, this is Lubavitcher Rebbe at his finest. You're a Jew. Everyone's a Jew. It doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter if you choose to be atheist, you choose to be a Buddha, yourself. You're born into the Jewish people. You're a Jew. Again, the Goyim choose God. God chooses us. Who are we to choose God? We have the right to choose God. Us low beings, have the right to choose the greatest the creator of creators. So, he says, therefore, that's why the Torah opens up the story of Avram Avinu with the tzivoy, and not with Avram. Because we all like to think, like, oh, Avram Avinu found God. He did, but that's not why he's Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is Avram Avinu because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm choosing Avram Avinu. Because first and foremost, he went to him and said, Lech lecha me'aretzecha. Now, Avraham Avinu became so amazing because Avraham Avinu actually lech. He went. He was olech. He actually went on the way. That's why what makes Avraham Avinu amazing. But what makes Avraham Avinu Avraham Avinu is because the Kadosh Baruch Hu chose him. Therefore, says Lubavitcher Rebbe, that's why the Torah chose to open up with a commandment from Kadosh Baruch Hu, and nothing more, no introduction to Avraham Avinu. You'll find out how great Avraham Avinu is with the rest of the story and the rest of his life, and the derech that the Jewish people go on based on his choices, but only because the Kadosh Baruch Hu chose him. It's not that Avraham Avinu made the Jewish people. It's that Hashem chose Avraham Avinu, and Avraham Avinu founded the Jewish people. Understand? Beautiful Torah. Now this works myself with some Laban. Everything in Bereishis does, as the Ramban famously says. Everything that we need, that we do, okay? A lot of us. It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't work for me. It doesn't go for me. Who puts Shacharis at 7 o'clock? I haven't woken up at 7 o'clock in years. Years. Last time I woke up at 7 o'clock is the last time I said Tachna. Okay? It's been a very long time. Right? It's like the worst thing in the world. Shacharis is at a terrible time. Or it doesn't make sense. Why do we get this, they get that, we pay this, they pay... What's going on here, right? It doesn't make sense to us. There needs to be more than this. You ever understand that we don't choose God? First and foremost, we do something because we were told to do something. That works with tefillah too, okay? For example, guys come over to me a lot. They say, I don't connect to tefillah. It's a sad thing. It's a very difficult thing to connect to tefillah, especially when it's that early in the morning or smack in the middle of the day or late at night, right before a delicious dinner. Very difficult to understand. Davening. What I used to daven for in Marv is a good dinner. That's what I would daven for. Didn't work. Didn't have the right kavanas. But what we have to understand is when push comes to shove, we're not davening because we want what's best for us, because we connect to it. We're not learning because we connect to it and we want to have a better connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever. The foundation of this all is we're learning, we're davening, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to learn to daven. So if you're not enjoying it, it's not good for you. It doesn't matter. Because you're not choosing God, God's choosing you. God chose you to have those responsibilities. Now, I hope that's not the reason, because that would be the saddest Judaism in the world, if that's the only reason you have in Judaism. Because davening could bring into the greatest relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Torah could bring into the highest levels to have this unbelievable relationship of Avinu and Malkeinu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But remember, when it's hard for you, that you're not choosing God. You have no right to choose God. God is choosing you. Famously, first of all, I'm very excited. This is the, Yom HaLula, I guess, or the, this is not mine, but I'm scared of it. I'm scared of water. It spills on me always. It's a school of whatever. This is the, I don't know how many years, but this is the, Yahrzeit is the only word that comes to mind. The Yom HaLula, okay, this is the anniversary, that's the word, anniversary of the day I learned my first piece of Hasidus, okay?
The
Yahrzeit. Yeah, I guess you could say Yahrzeit, why not? It's that. Parshas Lech Lecha, I bought my first Sefer, pretty much, except for Gemara. Noam Elimelech, I had no idea what he was, okay? Many of you were just at his Kever, many of you were at his Kever last year, pretty much always at his Kever. Wasn't so going to be there but Guf this year, but I was there with you all. Parshas Lech Lecha took me 14 hours to learn this piece, okay? Okay, it's not a very long piece, not very difficult, but it took me 14 hours to learn this piece. And I looked in all my writings and all my notes. You can see over here, I still have my writings and my notes. They're totally wrong, the translations. I was using a dictionary and they're wrong, okay? Totally wrong. On top of Tzarich, I wrote needs. Okay, so there's hope for all of us out there. Not that I'm there yet, but... Rav Melech opens like this. Nearly. As we know, Rav Melech, what's also called the Noam HaLimelech, the Sefer Shel Tzadikim. So we'll do our best. I don't know why that was the first Sefer I ever bought. A little full myself, I guess. But nearly, Hine Tzarich HaAdam L'Avod HaBorei Baruch Hu. Not such a chiddush. Says Rav Melech, a person needs to do avoda for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'shloshes madrigos zu achar zu. In three levels, one after the next. First, a person needs, this is actual Eitzah, a person needs to break his Koach of Taiva. A person has a Taiva for something. He likes sleeping. He likes eating too much. He likes whatever your Taiva is. No one has Taiva for phones here. But whatever your Taiva is, you need to break that Koach of Taiva. Hamutba ba'adam miderech ha-teva. That is naturally in you from birth. It's inherent in you. It's in your mahut. It's in your essence. We're all born with this. Avram was born with chesed. Yitzchak was born with gvura. I was born with laziness. Someone else was born with hunger. Someone else was born with hunger and laziness. They usually go together. Kigon achila. There you go. Kigon achila, ishtia, v'kayotz v'hen, like eating, drinking, and other things of the sorts. She'a achilato b'kedushu u'b'tahara. Okay? A cup of wine could be the worst, the greatest thing in the world. Either it could be a cup of wine that goes to a bottle of wine that leads to post-perm, okay? Or it could be the kos shel kiddush of Shabbos, the highest point of Shabbos, being mekadesh of Shabbos, okay? This could be a table, or it could be a tish. Those who don't know, tish means table in Yiddish. Okay, you can be mekadesh anything. Even your food, even your drink, believe it or not. And that's how you break the koach of these elokim acherim, of the taiva that you have inside of it. You're eating because you want to go learn. You're not learning because you want to eat. You're not davening because of Nevin Saul said that if you don't daven with yeshiva, you can't eat with yeshiva. By the way, he did say that, for those who don't know that. Yeah, so, enjoy that. Elokim is gematria teva. Okay? For those who don't know, elokim is gematria teva. Well, although his name, actually, is gematria of teva. Because the nature within you, you need to break the Elokim Acherim and make it the Elokim, the right Elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Achashem Shaber Koach Elokim Acherim Zocha Level the Madrega Yira. After you come and you break your Taivas and you remove all these Taivas from within yourself, you get to this level of Yira. Fear of God, Shu Elokim Chayim. Then you find God, you have a fear of God, He's the Malkenu, He's the Melech, Batifarto. And you get to the next one. The next point is Tzarech Adam Leshaber Hamidos Hashvelus Shavo. A person, every person has it, baseless midos within him, bad midos. Okay? Low midos. Shem Etzlo B'toladam Yom Tseiso Merechem Imo, that he's born with. That he's born with. So the first thing was he has to break his taivas, the things that he has taivas for. And the next thing is a person is inherently born with certain attributes that aren't good. He needs to make those attributes good. So one person gets angrier than the other person. He's easy to anger. One person gets, etc. After that, a person is zocha. After he breaks those, he comes to Ahava, which always comes after Yira, to love and Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he's not just Malkenu, he's Avinu, he's your father. And that's the last level. You get to the third level, which is called Hisparus, which is Hitpayer, right? Tiferet, which is splendor. And how is this found in the Pasuk? Lech lecha me'artzecha. What's artzecha? All taivas, anything artsy, anything that is b'chinas eretz, this concept of worldliness that is taiva, that is found in this world, that we sometimes have so many taivas for, lech lecha from there. Go out from these taivas. That's the first level. The gashmias. Betzarach atzei mimena. Next part of the pasuk is umi moladcha, from your birthplace. That's the birthplace of things, the terrible things that you're born with. A lot of us are born with terrible things, terrible midos. A lot of us, someone's born with anger. Someone's born with too much chesed even. They're a total pushover. They do too much chesed. So much chesed. It's like the worst. Chesed all day. Not such a good thing. Don't be a pushover. You need to fend for yourself a little bit. Lift up a little bit of gvura in your life. You need to break those things that you're born with. The things that you say, no, that's me. That's just who I am. I'm a lazy person. I'm a tired person. I'm a hungry person. That's just who I am. I'm an antsy person. That's just, it's. I was born with it. I'll just accept it and work with it. No. You need to break that mimoladetecha, from the place that you're born. You need to break that, and then you get umi beis avicha. What's umi beis avicha? He says, Mibeis Avicha, you say, I come from this house. Mibeis Avicha, I come from my father's house. I'm from America. I pay this much money for this place. I do this. He's dumb. I come from a serious place. I did this on my test. I did that on my test. What, this guy really needs to sleep that much? This guy really needs to make that much noise? It's all about me. It's Beis Avicha, where I'm from. My house, my father, my yichus. The Rishner once said that yichus is like an umbrella. Okay, it only works if you're under it. You're not under that umbrella. You're getting wet in the rain. And not a Maya Melatoa wet. Not that type of water. So that's how an Omli Melech sees his parsha. To open up, because it wouldn't be a shir of mine without the Urim Kaddishin, Rabbi Yisrael Meir Zhin, who, if you want to know more about him, to bring me a l'chaim. V'yomar Hashem al Avram lech lecha mi'aretz chum l'otcha, al atzah she'arecha, ve'aseh l'goy gadol v'recha galach shimcha v'yabracha. Rashi says over here, what does it mean? L'hanascha u'l'utavascha. That what's going to be for you, it's for your good that you're leaving. It's for your good. It's for your hana, for the good of you, right? He even says, I'm going to make you great. It's going to be fantastic. Says the Rishner, this is the pasuk, the famous pasuk that comes over and over in Chassidus. You have 15 minutes. This is what I want to talk about. What's this pasuk mean? Sur me'ravi aseh tov. No? New eagle. What's it mean? What do you got, JJ?
Turn away from bad.
And?
And I'm the last part of
it all. Aseh tov.
Do good.
There you go. Joint effort. There you go. Sur me'ravi aseh tov. Run away from the bad. Turn away from bad. Aseh tov. And do good. So clearly the question on this pasuk in Tehillim is, why does it just say do good? Why sur me'ra? Why do you need to run away from the bad? If you're doing good, you're probably running away from the bad. Okay, we'll leave that question to the side for now. But says the Rishner on this, he says that Leo sumer aviyase tov v'hitzrachek mikol hanos v'taivos olam haza, similar to what the Noam Elimelech says, that you need to distance yourself from hanos and taivos of this world that you can't control yourself about. If you can be mekadesh it, fantastic. But if you're someone on, we're not going to get, I mean, it's always Purim. If you're someone on Purim who says, like, yeah, I'm going to get so drunk and I'm going to get so, and I'm going to get the best videos, man. Like, don't drink on Purim, okay? You're a yutz. That's the only word I got for you. When you distance yourself from the artsy, from the gashmias, that you can't control and you can't be mekadesh it, if you can be mekadesh your iPhone, fantastic. If not, put it away in the base. It's not a good idea. Again, I'm talking to myself the whole time. El Aretz Asher Ereka, Yuchal Lavo LeEretz Al Yona. What's Asher Ereka? The land which you will see, Erecha, with your eyes, that is the land of the Olam Al Yona. You get to see, you're going to be there with the Kadosh Baruch, you're going to get to this ultimate high level. V'zeu Dichtiva Asecha L'Goy Gadol. Says the pasuk, he's going to make Avram great. Perish Rashi says over here, "Sheftichu ala banim v'ala mamon v'ala shem." What did he promise him? That he's going to have many sons, a lot of money, and he's going to have a great name, a bal shem tov. How's that? Ve'ot perish. Dezeu she'anu omrim elokei Avram elokei Yitzchak elokei Yaakov. We say in the bracha that one of the two things in davening that if we don't have kavanah for, we're not yotzei in davening, according to the Rambam. It's these things that a person is pulled towards. Okay? Kigon mamon ubamin. Oh, banim. A person is very into their mamon. A person is very into their children, very into their banim, and only mine. Tzarech shiyeh bo gamkin elokei Avram. They need to realize that everyone is elokei Avram. Avram, everyone falls under that. And how was Avram the person who, like the Lubavitch Rebbe said, he listened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's commandments because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do them. That's why Avram was great. Not because he was unbelievable because he found the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he was even greater because HaKadosh Baruch Hu found him. And then you need to do it for his name, l'achnis b'am kavanas Hashem Yisbarach, and to everything you do, you need to put those kavanas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Next. Jordan Lussman mentions me that there's nothing from the Yiddish Kodesh on this parsha, but there is something from the Chavos Talmidim, which was printed in 1931. Last Friday night was his yard site. And Stam, I give a shiur in another institution on writings of the Piazetzna, and I came upon this parak today. Just a couple, I taught a class, ended at 7 o'clock. And this is what I opened up, this is what I finished off with in the class Stam, because this is what we got up to in the Sefer. That's a Sefer Chovas HaTalmidim. A Sefer that, if you haven't learned it yet, learn it. It should be a Chova for all Talmidim, Mamash. It's one of the best Sfarim, definitely in education. And education, don't say I'm not going into education, because God willing, we're all going to be parents here. It's an unbelievable Sefer. And his third parak, where he tries, he says, the parak's called Me'ikrei Machlos HaNefesh U'Trufoteim, the root of all sicknesses of the soul and their medications, how we heal them. And he says like this, Kevin shekol tachliteinu hu lekarevcha l'torah b'derech Hashem teilech. Our whole being, our whole tachlis in the world is what? To get closer to the Torah, to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, using the Torah and using the mitzvos in order to develop that close, tight, knit relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to have, to be one-on-one, face-to-face with Him. Kibiachol. L'chein tzrichim anu l'hachshir otcha kifi shehorta lanu haTorah b'yatzma. Therefore, I need to tell you this, I need to be machshir otcha. I need to put you, right, like I need to put you through this course in order to get you this certificate. Kifi shehorta lanu haTorah b'yatzma, because the Torah itself says this. So we're going to get a certificate from the Piazetzna right now, hopefully. Pasuk says in Tehillim, guess what? Sor me'rav yaseh tov. Okay? Sur me rav yaseh tov. I saw this before this, randomly. Again, what's that mean, JJ? Sur me rav yaseh tov?
Run from bad and do good.
Run away from the bad. Distance yourself from the bad and do good. Now, the question why we asked again was, why does it have to say distance ourselves from bad? Why doesn't it just say do good? Let it be positive. Okay, this is the Torah. It's Tehillim, okay? Oh, no extra words in Tehillim either. Trust me. If each poet chooses his words so carefully for when he publishes his poetry, all the more so David Amel's poetry. There's no extra words. But he said you need to run away from the bad and then do good. Says the Piazetzna, Zechus Yagen Aleinu Hashem Yikom Damam, Ki Iyev Shela Achnis HaSemelach, Biltim Nikoy Et HaCheder Mitchila. He says, you ever want to bring a king into your house? Show him your room. Do a little Cribs episode, if that's still on TV. That's still on TV, Cribs? That's a shame, that show was fantastic. Oh, with the housing market, it went all down, there's no more Cribs. Understand. It's terrible. So that's the worst thing about the housing market. That was the best show. Ki e'efshar l'achnis et ha'melech b'lti b'niko et ha'cheder m'chila. There's no way you're going to bring a king, an important person, someone who's important to you in your house, without cleaning it first. It's not going to happen. No, you're not going to be like, hold up, I don't know, Rav Hadari, just come on in, my house is a mess. There's a broken egg on the floor and a banana peel, right? That's the majority of dorm rooms in this place, if I'm not mistaken. A lot of banana peels going around these days. No, you mentioned that in the Eagle, right? I remember that. Good times. Discuss this later. I heard the story about the banana peel. But again, says the Piazetzna, you're not going to bring an important person into your house until your house is clean first. V'ief shalo li'ishlit kadesh bilti yimeisir tarami libo mitchila. You can't bring something good into your heart. You can't have good and new and positive things enter in the heart without cleaning it out first. You can't have a Kadosh Baruch Hu come into you without removing the cheder. If you want to redo your room, you want to redo your house, okay? I recently learned that you cannot just put down a couch. You actually have to clean the floor first and then put down. It doesn't matter. My wife taught me this. It's unbelievable. She's a genius. You actually have to clean under it first, even though you're not going to see it. Even it's a big chiddush. Even though you're not going to see the dirt, you still have to clean under it first. Okay? You should know that. Future, God willing, everyone will learn that on their own as well. Amen. But You don't just have a mess and then just bring nice new furniture into your house. You remove the old disgusting furniture, you clean up the mess, and then you bring the new furniture in. Because the new furniture means nothing, or it means a little bit. It's like, nice furniture, but like, I'm not sleeping here for the night. I'd rather sleep in a coat, you know, whatever. Hakolel, the kolel. Okay, you didn't let me finish my sentence. So to us, don't just walk in and saying, yeah, it's great, we all have this big picture, I'm finishing Shas, I'm doing this, I'm going to be the shtark, I'm coming out with a black hat, it's going to be so cool, I'm going to be the starkest guy in YU. Okay. Kol kavod. Without removing those bad traits within you, like Rav Melech taught us, without sur meira, without removing those traits within you that are bad, those good things are not going to shine. They're going to be covered up in dirt, covered up in dust. He says, and he goes on to say that you need to look for all this, these bad traits inside of us, like you're looking for chametz and you actually care about the mitzvah. Remove it and then enter the good. Unbelievable Torah. Lech lecha me'aretzecha. Remove the aretzecha from yourself. And here's the question. I got two questions. Same question for two different people. First question being, those who aren't here in Eretz Yisrael, are you better than Avraham Avinu? Lech lecha me'aretzecha. If you are, this is the Torah of the Rishner. The Rishner said, I wasn't better than Avraham Avinu, and he tried to get to Eretz Yisrael. That's one thing. The ones who did make Aliyah and are in Eretz Yisrael, Lech lecha me'aretzecha. Have you actually left your land? Where are you living? Are you living in America still? Are you living in high school? Are you living in the place where it was yourself in a different place? The ones who aren't going to be able to make it here, we hope they do with Mashiach today, right now. Meher b'yameinu. Oh, speaking of Mashiach. Perfect time. It was, speaking of Mashiach. Those who are here, are you able to lech lecha me'aretzecha? And you're here right now, we hope we all stay, that the rest of the world comes, al kan fin asharim, b'mher b'yameinu. Are we able to hear lech lecha me'aretzecha from those things that say, no, I'm Gins, I love my cell phone, I'm Gins, I love to eat way too much, I'm Gins, I love to call it a l'chaim, but really it's drinking, I love girls because there's a mitzvah to eventually have children, that's it, like, what, giving yourself an excuse, using your Yetzirah, exactly, lech lecha me'aretzecha. I have two women in my house, it's fine. I have a daughter, for those who don't know. I don't have two wives, don't worry. Gul's here. She's sleeping right now, and if any of you wake her, then you're putting her back to sleep. My daughter's name is Gula, for those who don't know. I hope she's sleeping and wakes up at the same time.
Ooh.
But again, I'll end with this. Of this idea, are we able to be lech lecha, me'aretzecha, from this Eretz inside of us, whether it's a physical coming here, whether it's the Eretz inside of us, the Gashmias, the Taivas that we have, whether it's the Mimolaretecha, the things that we're born with, those inner traits that say, nah, I can't change, whether it's Beis Avicha that says, nah, I'm better than that, no, I'm too good for that, I'm not going to learn with this guy because, well, I'm just way past him and like it's going to hold me back in my learning and then I'm not going to be able to finish Shas and tell everyone I finish Shas. Not that I know anyone who did that. Anyway, we need to be able to distance ourselves from these things and to be able to sur meira, to remove this ra from us. We should be able to be sur meira ve'asei tov, and to see the tov, v'meher v'yameinu the tov, and that is Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, right here with Mashiach Tzidkenu, v'meher v'yameinu, amen, and Shabbos.